Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. Well, we got the news yesterday shared with you that the updated flood disaster down in the central plain states of Iowa, Missouri, and mostly Nebraska and parts of southeast South Dakota has now been calculated at $12.5 billion. That's a big number. From AccuWeather, senior meteorologist Dave Samuel joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Mick.
And first of all, I guess, how did you arrive at the $12.5 billion figure?
Okay, basically, AccuWeather took a look at every impact that this flooding has triggered, whether or not it's cars being flooded, the contents of those cars being damaged, business farms are being flooded, what's happened to the crops, the livestock, contamination of drinking wells. We try to look at every last little impact that can occur. So with that, a list of things that could be damaged, we're coming up to a current average estimate of $7.7 billion, and that the $12 billion number is basically what the damage will be going forward, whether it be through additional crop losses throughout the rest of the spring and summer, just with fields that can't be planted. So, some money that hasn't been lost yet that will likely be lost. So that's how we arrived at the number that's all the way up to $12.5 billion. Like you said, yeah, that is a huge number, but we're trying to look at every possible impact, including things like Interstate 80 was shut down through Nebraska for a solid 24 hours or so. So a lot of money was lost to potential commerce there. So basically just trying to look at every last little thing that could lead to a loss of money. So it's certainly just an estimate here, but our best estimate at this point.
And I know $3 billion or $1.8 billion, some of the other numbers that came out initially were just based on initial infrastructure damage. But ethanol plants were damaged, shut down, trains that go to these ethanol plants and take the ethanol or bring the corn to the trucks that bring the corn to the ethanol plants and take the ethanol away by rail. None of that is happening now.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's why this total just continues to increase. And when we're estimating what's going to happen over the next several months with a lot of things that are just not happening right now, like the trains moving the ethanol. So, yeah, that's how we arrived. It's a high number. It's higher than most of the government estimates. And, that is it's AccuWeather's estimate. It's not an official government estimate.
Well, Dave, a devastating flood for the folks down there in Nebraska. And now, adding insult to injury, hopefully not literally, or at least insult Mother Nature is insulting with yet another storm coming here Thursday, it looks like.
Yeah, this is a big storm, and it will be affecting a lot of the area that was really hit hard with the flooding. Unfortunately, we'll have a lot of snow and a lot of rain. Eastern Nebraska, looking at mostly rain out of this, 1 to 3 inches of rain. So water has crested and starting to go down, so this will certainly cause a lot of rivers to build back up. But it will be snow further north, eastern South Dakota. Some places could see 2 feet of snow out of this, and it won't be a fluffy 2 feet. It'll likely be a heavy, dense snow. A heavy snow will extend through the southern half of Minnesota at least. And in the eastern North Dakota, it looks like it won't be as heavy, but we'll likely see several inches of snow in Fargo, a little less to the north towards Grand Forks. But certainly it will be a widespread storm affecting an area from the Rockies all the way into the Great Lakes.
I know a lot of the analysis of this low pressure system is just, it's very deep. Do you see the possibility of some 50 mile an hour winds with this one?
Yeah, oh, definitely. There will be a lot of a strong wind with this storm as well. And that was an issue with the last storm we had about a month ago when the storm that caused all the issues with the flooding and melting snow. So, yeah, there will be wind gusts, perhaps in some places, maybe 60 or 70 miles per hour in the heart of the storm, which will be South Dakota and Nebraska. So that will cause a damage, blowing down trees and power lines on top of all the precipitation that this storm will bring. So it's going to be one heck of a storm the way it looks right now.
Yeah. The livestock loss from the flooding in Nebraska and southeast South Dakota was massive. And now here we go for the guys who are calving and lambing. Here it comes again.
Yeah, it's bad news because, this is a lot of snow. When you're dealing with upwards of a foot, it really has a high impact on the livestock. And, some of the highest totals, again, couldn't exceed 2 feet feet, and that's in eastern South Dakota. So I guess some good news, or maybe not so good news, is the snow probably doesn't stay on the ground too long. It's April. It'll likely melt. But, I mean, the last thing we need is a big rainstorm to melt the snow. And looking forward, I don't see any real heavy rainfall events coming our way. So hopefully we can just melt the snow slowly and steadily. But that'll be something to watch if we have another storm developing by this weekend or early next week that would rain on top of the snow cover. That would perhaps cause another disaster. But right now, don't think that will happen.
All right, Dave, the water con, every inch of snow, I know it's kind of a ballpark figure. For this one, what would every inch of snow contain for water?
Well, yeah, it's more like every inch of water usually results in about 10 inches of snow. It's probably going to be more like 7 or 8 inches of snow. So say you get 2 feet of snow out of this, there'll likely be 3 to 4 inches of liquid locked up in that snowfall. So it'll be a very heavy, wet snowfall.
That's called heart attack snow.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to shovel it.
Let somebody else shovel it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or pull out.
Be able to get the snowblower going.
Yeah, pull out the machinery. Alrighty.
Yep, exactly.
Dave Samuel, senior meteorologist at AccuWeather, thanks for the analysis of your $12.5 billion figure for the flood disaster down there in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and southeast South Dakota. Appreciate the analysis. Have a good day, Dave.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
See ya.
Yep, bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.